Good morning. It's 7:43, and we're joined by our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, and it's wonderful to be here with you. David's getting a little bit of a respite, and you are doing this important work, and we so appreciate it.
Thanks. I try to help out the best I can. It's Memorial Day, and obviously it's President Joe Biden's first Memorial Day in office. There's going to be both parades and ceremonies in cities across the country today. Biden plans to speak at Arlington National Cemetery. He visited the Delaware Memorial Bridge in Newcastle, Delaware yesterday, where he paid tribute to those who have died in U.S. military service, saying they're the guards of us and we're the guardians of their legacy, end quote.
You know, Memorial Day this year has more of a meaning to me than ever before. And that's because a lot of people died defending the American democracy. And then to see what is happening to democracy now, when you have people like Trump's lawyer, Sidney Powell, suggesting that it was an unfair election and that Trump could just assume power, is enough to make you have shivers down your back. Democracy is not an easy thing. It is a thing that you have to fight to keep going. And so that's why this Memorial Day means so much to me.
Well, taking a look at even more of like sort of the aftermath of the 2020 election, there's this from the New York Times, Alan, that Democrats staged a dramatic walkout last night in Texas to force the failure of a GOP bill that would dramatically change the state's voting laws. Without enough lawmakers present, they couldn't vote on the bill before midnight. The Times says it's quite a setback for the GOP, but Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, could still call a special session as soon as tomorrow.
And may well do that. And, you know, it is inspirational that those Texas Democrats said, no, this shall not pass. We are not going to allow you to change the electoral process so that fewer people could vote. Look, the Republicans see it coming. This country is now going Democratic. We see Trump with a 30% approval rating somewhere around the 30s. We see Biden in the 50s. And so this is what cowards and despots do. They change the rules so that only they can win. And that's what they're trying in Texas. It's what they're trying in so many other states. And they're getting away with it. Here is a time when the federal government has a role to play, when the Congress of the United States can pass voting reforms that make it clear that everybody should be allowed to vote. What the Texas Republicans were doing was to say no overnight voting. All the progress we have made that would allow people to vote will be rescinded, and we will have to live with a rigged election. The very thing that Trump had said, which was that we were going to have a rigged election in the United States, he tried to promulgate that, and he said it over and over again. And yet, in the end, he's the guy who did it. He's the guy who is trying to seize power to change this constitutional democracy and change the idea that we have elections for a reason. I think one of the reasons just may be that he is worried that he's going to go to jail. He is really worried that if he's not president, he's going to be held responsible.
Lastly, in looking at news outside the U.S., Alan, a coalition of opposition parties in Israel said yesterday that they have the votes to form a government and oust Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. What does a guy like Netanyahu do if he's not prime minister? I mean, he's been in that position for much, if not most, of my life. So does he move on? Does he wait in the wings and try again? And what would a new leader mean for Biden in the U.S.?
Well, obviously, Netanyahu had a very close relationship with Trump and with the Republicans in the United States. There will be no great tears shed, I believe, if Netanyahu loses. And if he does get kicked out, since he is facing criminal charges, you asked where he might go. He might go to jail, in the same way that Trump had to hold on to power to preserve his personal autonomy. That is true of Netanyahu, too. I think this indicates that the Israeli people are determined to have a true democracy and that the coalition that is being proposed is the way to do that. And I believe it's going to work. President Rivlin will have to give somebody a chance to form a government, and it looks to me like this one might actually work and Netanyahu might be out of there.
our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Alan, I hope you enjoy the rest of your holiday today. Get some time to both reflect and to relax. Of course, it's been a busy couple days for WAMC. We made it, $1 million raised as part of the Lockbox Challenge, even before the official start to the fund drive. The support of our listeners is just overwhelming every time.
You're so right, and we can't say thank you enough. We did it. We raised that $1 million. I don't think that could have been done by anybody but our audience. And thank you all for everything you're doing, and thank you for being here this morning. I'm so impressed, Jess.